You want to talk about ones you can't see? My set of blacklight dice.
Oh.
I just said lice. No, I didn't.
No,
I don't know.
You said
okay.
it correctly.
We're cutting it's that fine. Crap.
No, we're not. We're leaving it in.
No.
That's going to be our intro.
Blacklight dice.
Well met, adventurers. My name is Lee.
I'm Joe, and welcome to Mage Productions.
For this week, we're going to talk about tabletop stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Tabletop accessories,
I mean,
rather.
As opposed to like every other week where we talk about tabletop
stuff.
You
know what? Yes, actually. Like dice and dice towers and dice bags and like other things that you can have at the table that...
Well, there's the episode. We're done now, right?
No. No.
Oh, we're going to go in depth about some of this stuff. Okay. I think I'm picking up what you're putting down.
This is why we have other people on.
It is.
So that... I don't...
We get weird when it's just left to the two of us, especially for too long.
Just the two of us.
Do, 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 do,
no,
do,
stop.
Oh, copyright. Did we go over 5 seconds?
We're fine. That's good.
We'll just cut that.
No, we won't.
We'll put our infamous bleep over top of that.
Bunny. So, tabletop mm-hmm. stuff. I guess to start with, there's a lot of things out there to accessorize your games.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you need? Like, what do you actually need at the table? What is actually handy to have?
I feel like those are two different questions. What do you need and what is handy?
Okay. All right. Fair.
So
fair.
What do you need, I feel like, is going to vary a bit from system to system.
Sure.
Most of the tabletop stuff, especially the ones that we talk about and a lot of people play, are going to require a set of dice.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's like the 7-piece polyhedrals or a buttload of D6s or a couple D10s mm-hmm. or whatever that might be, you need some dice.
Dice.
And aside from those few systems that don't require dice and maybe do cards or solely theater of the mind or something like that, I feel like that's about the only one you need. For playing.
Sure. Would character sheet count? I don't think that counts as an accessory.
I don't feel like that's an accessory. I feel like that's more part of the game. That's like, hey,
sure.
do I need the game board for this board game to play it?
Yeah,
or
yeah, yeah.
Can we do Candyland without the board?
You can certainly try.
Exactly. You can certainly try. But let's move on to what's handy.
Oh, yeah. What's handy?
What's handy?
I think one of the most handy things that I have is probably my Rook and Raven notebook.
Hmm. That's an interesting way to go with it. So, from a DM perspective, that is the handy one, or from a player perspective?
Well, I use it for both. So, from a DM's perspective, I like it because I can have world notes in there and kind of like other plot points and histories, and it's all sort of easily accessible.
Mm-hmm.
As well as like my character sheet and other NPC sheets or whatever it may be.
Sure.
But I mean, that can be from the player's or DM's perspective.
Nice.
I think it still counts as an accessory.
Oh, absolutely.
It's an add-on, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fancy.
So, I guess some of the more common ones. And one that at least I am fairly partial to is a dice tower.
Yeah, dice towers
are great. I really
like
having a dice tower and in conjunction, a dice tray.
So, dice trays, important notes, our friend Eris makes
mm-hmm.
the coolest dice trays.
Yes, she does.
I have many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have some also.
Go check her
and
out.
And I like them.
ErisSavad.com, mm-hmm. I believe.
if we feel like getting really fancy, we might put a link in the show notes. Maybe. Maybe we'll just tag it on Twitter.
There you go.
That's easy. That's way more our style there.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But I really like having that dice tray for the dice tower to roll into, mm-hmm. one, because it makes the surface you're rolling into a little more uniform, regardless of where you're playing.
It does.
And two, it just keeps them from going everywhere.
It keeps them contained, which is my biggest thing from, mm-hmm. like, running a game. I only have so much space. Like, when we're running our game, our home game in person, like, I have my screen, and I have my notebooks, and I have my notes, and I have, like, my pencils, and I have all my dice. And then I have my dice container, and then, like, there's only so much space. So having a designated area to roll your dice is great. Mm-hmm. Super great.
Oh, yeah.
And then you don't have dice flying all over the table. Thank you, players, for throwing your dice everywhere.
Yes. Love it. Oh, that one's on the floor. Does that count? Because it's a nat 20. Right. No. Floor dice don't count. Everyone knows this.
Floor dice don't count.
So, also one that people, I feel like, really love, regardless of whether they actually use it at the table or not, are minis.
Yes, I agree.
Because
with you.
I want a mini for every character that I play.
Oh, of course.
But I haven't played in a game where I used a battle mat in like 3 years. So I have absolutely no use for a mini.
You're exactly right. And I do the same thing. I paint minis for characters in our games that I know I'm never going to use because we don't use a battle mat.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool to have, especially if you are using a mat. Like, it makes a pretty big difference, especially for the game master, because we used to use them.
We did.
And we would use
them. And they're also a super awesome accessory.
Yeah.
If you don't want to worry about having to do the theater of the mind or have people that are really tactile with combat, because you can draw it out right there, mm-hmm. with like a wet erase marker. When you're done, wipe it away and move on to the next thing.
Absolutely.
But back to minis.
It's really cool. They're cool. I like playing with battle mats. But
agreed.
Yeah. Maybe we should bring that back.
I don't know if we have enough room.
We don't. We don't have enough space because we have too many accessories.
That's true. Which, even though we don't use a battle mat or minis, does not exclude minis.
It does not, no.
Because I still have my mini for my current character that comes with me to every session.
But you have it, and it's
inside another accessory that we will talk about here in just a little bit.
Yeah, but minis are cool. Minis are fun.
Oh, yeah.
And having one that represents your character, I think I was talking about this and we got sidetracked. Who would have thought? Right. Having one that represents your character, and it helps, because when we used to use it, we would have like general markers for all the people, and it's like, wait, what is this one, you Joe, or is this one Mikey? Like,
mm-hmm.
whose is what? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, are you facing in that direction? Where? Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Can get convoluted.
It can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
still fun.
Absolutely. So, for bringing all of your dice and minis and whatnot to the table.
Yeah.
Transporting from here to there.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots of awesome accessories there, in my opinion.
I agree. I'm a big fan of Wormwood.
As am I.
I only have 4 sets of dice. That is my entire dice collection right there, and they all fit within my 2 Wormwood boxes that I have.
I'm not even gonna start to try and figure out how many sets of dice I have,
right? But for the extended dice user, Dice Goblin, Dice Dragon,
I do have like the 7 main sets,
sure,
maybe, yeah, we'll say.
But then you can get super awesome bags.
You can.
Yes. And there's a lot of cool makers out there that make some really sweet bags.
There are?
Yeah.
At the end of our, like, 3-year campaign or whatever it was,
mm-hmm,
we all pitched in and we got you a dice bag to commemorate the campaign.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have it.
And we
it's
got,
right there.
We got, like, some of your favorite colors on it, and we got, like, each character's name embroidered on the bag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And little... Did we put dragon charms,
yeah,
on the end of the string?
On it, and...
And it's got pockets in it, so you can put, like, the minis over here and the dice over here.
Oh, it's a
so,
great
I mean, you
bag.
Can go insane with dice bags.
Absolutely.
Or you can just go the, I'm going to buy my bottle of Crown and use this bag like I did for years.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. And you can have so many bags.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's like trying to collect the rainbow. I got to get regular Crown, Black Crown, Rye Crown, Crown Apple, Crown Maple. I have too many Crown bags.
Crown Maple is terrible.
It is.
Anyway,
it is atrocious, but I wanted the bag.
It is horrible. It's a good bag. It's a good bag.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think we glossed over dice.
I feel like we can kind of come back to dice.
I feel like we should bring it back around to dice. And before we start, we do have a dice sponsor.
We do.
Tabletop Loot.
Mm-hmm.
To which you can get 15% off your order when you use code MAGE15. Yes, it is true.
No, it can't be. That's way better than 10%.
It's like 5% more.
It's like 50% better than 10%. Because 5 is half of 10.
Right, okay. Jerry, broke my brain. Can we not math right now? 15% off your order from Tabletop Loot, Mage 15. Woo! They have cool dice.
Mm-hmm. And you can fill your dice vaults, whether it be from Wormwood or someone else, and your... what's the big one that we got? So, my mini that I never use, I bring to our games in the...
Adventure
the
Arsenal?
The mm-hmm. Adventure Arsenal.
Yep.
So I have my mini that I never use. I have two full sets of dice that I keep in there,
mm-hmm,
that are like my really awesome obsidian level up dice.
Right.
And I usually keep my caged aluminum also from level up because they're super fancy and awesome and whatnot, even though they are really, really expensive, but that's okay. But then I also keep some of the kind of more accessory stuff, like, okay, maybe I'm playing a rogue right now, so I need 4 extra D6.
Sure.
Or I've got this spell that I use that's now at 5th level, so I need 5 D8s or whatever.
Right.
So it gives you enough room where you can have a couple sets and still customize what you want in there.
Yeah, I think I can fit 4 sets in my Wormwood Adventure Arsenal thing. I've got my 2... level up sets.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have my artisan dice wood set.
Yes.
And then I have my tabletop loot set that Liz gave us.
Mm-hmm.
But actually I keep the dice from Liz in a separate one, and I have a dwarf mini in my adventure arsenal.
That's cute.
Yeah. We all know how I feel about dwarves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have like a few coins in there too.
Mm-hmm.
And a few extra like smaller D6s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to hold exactly one set, the original version of...
The Dice Vault?
The Hex Chest... From
Elderwood. Yeah.
They actually had it kind of honeycombed out inside this nice little hex box.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Their Hex Chest Reimagined, however, does not have the honeycomb. So you can now fit more than a standard 7-piece set.
Oh, cool.
Which I think is awesome.
That
because
is awesome.
You can have that extra advantage D20 or, you know, your extra D6 or 2. that, you know, wouldn't fit in the other one because it was made for exactly seven, or where the dice were slightly larger size.
Sure.
And some of them would not fit in the pre-made honeycomb. So.
Mm. Well, it's a good thing that they reimagined that.
Yes. Yes, they did. If you will. They also do dice towers and like magnetic fold-away dice trays and just go like search stuff. I mean, we've even, I think Brad and I both got this death save counter from Dungeon Crate.
Oh, yeah. That's is that cool. One?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so Dungeon Crate.
It's this little, it almost looks like a little like metal belt buckle that has two little knobs on it. And there's three dots above each knob. And one of them's blue for pass and one of them is red for fail. And every time you hit one of those saves, you just, you know, turn it and keep track of it. That way you don't have to keep marking your paper, especially if you die a lot.
Right, Joe.
I do not die a lot. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I did die recently our campaign.
Yeah. That's the only
temporarily,
reason I
called you out. At least. I know.
You know.
Hey, but at least I wasn't Kyle, who died like three times in that two episode span.
Well,
or two game span.
That was his own fault.
But some of those things have kind of gone the way of the dodo for me recently because, you know, D&D Beyond.
I think that brings up an interesting point. So with kind of the virtual tabletop accessories that are out there through like D&D Beyond, and then playing online with like, what is it called?
The thing you hate.
The thing I hate.
Roll20.
Roll20. That's what it is. Like that takes away a lot of need for some of the accessories.
It does, because your death saves are right there in your D&D Beyond app. You don't need your spell cards anymore because it's all right there at the touch of a screen. You know, some people just really like the physical thing and they want it there. And some people are like, I just want the convenience. So it kind of depends on your feeling, I guess.
Yeah. I much prefer rolling real dice.
Oh yeah, I hate
them.
I hate digital dice rollers.
Yeah,
I feel like they're rigged.
They are. They're totally rigged. Absolutely. They're not, and it's fine. However, rolling real dice is so much better. People are like, but they're gonna cheat, dude. You're gonna cheat at D&D for real.
Oh, okay. So if I'm gonna roll an actual dice in front of you, because I think I just got that backwards on the plural and the singular. It's okay though. If I'm going to roll the click clack rock in front of you, and then try and like move it and cheat real quick, that seems like it's way harder to do to me than having my screen that only I am seeing and hitting digital roll. Dang it! I don't like that one. Reroll.
Well, I think
it's being real slow. Like, I gotta keep hitting it. Or like, you roll and it hits a two, and you're like, oh yeah, dude, that's a 12,
right?
Because nobody else saw that. It's on your screen.
No, nobody saw it. Nobody saw it. Well, with roll 20, I think it posts in like a chat thing.
I think it does too. But that's just in that one thing that you hate. So
just adding to the list. For those of you keeping score,
we have dwarves. And roll 20. And I think if we really want to get people angry, we can go just because of the de facto lack of knowledge. He hates Star Wars too.
Wow. I also hate the color yellow.
Oh, yeah. Let's keep this going. This is great.
Let's see. What else we got? Jeez.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just poking.
I know you are.
Because it's fun.
I don't actually hate yellow. I hate painting yellow. There's a difference.
There is a definite difference.
There's a difference. I had a very long conversation with somebody the other day, and
So, before we circle back to dice here, where do we get all of these awesome accessories?
the internet.
Definitely the internet. It's a good place to go for it.
Conventions.
And the why here is because all of these awesome creators and makers that you see at conventions that absolutely pour their heart and souls into making these things for you are typically online.
Absolutely.
And you can get that awesome thing that you fell in love with at that con online.
Mm-hmm.
So keep track of them. See what they're doing. See what they're coming out with. And then go buy something from them.
Yeah. Because
it literally helps them.
It does.
Instead of that Amazon dice bag that you found. Or the de facto Crown Royal bag where they really don't care if you're using it for dice.
Nope.
You bought their crown.
Right. Yeah. I am big on supporting makers. Like you said, they put so much work into all of these things that they do. And mm-hmm. you have small makers and big makers. Like we talked about Eris. Like it's just her. She makes mm-hmm. trays and bags and like super awesome, cool, all sorts of stuff. And then we talked about like Wormwood. I mean, they're a decently large company, but also like they started small and they've kept that
awesomeness like from being small though. And that's right. important to me.
It is. I definitely agree. And then, I support your friends.
Mm-hmm.
These people are doing some cool stuff.
Like, find out what your friends can and are doing, because you might have friends that are making the stuff that you want and you don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. And also pay them.
Exactly. Instead of going online and finding this stranger to give, you know, your amounts of monies to, you can be like, hey, friend, here are your monies for this awesome thing. I want to support you.
Yeah. Exactly. We have cool friends. We have cool friends doing cool things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now, the 800-pound gorilla in the room when it comes to tabletop accessories.
All the dice.
All the dice.
All the dice. I'm extremely picky with my dice, which is why I have four sets of dice. I have my super crazy aluminum level-up sets. I have mm-hmm. two of those, and I love them absolutely,
mm-hmm.
incredibly. And then I have my artisan dice. They're Purple Heart with a turquoise inlay.
They do some amazing things. I've got a set of their wood dice also. Oh, so nice. But they get into the crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
With some crazy precious, semi-precious stones, like mm-hmm. random woods and...
Bones.
Bones, yes.
Bones. They had a meteorite set
mm-hmm.
at one point, which mm-hmm. was really cool.
Yeah.
I want a D20 made out of a meteor.
Did you see the Displacer Beast set?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Tell me about it.
I can't do it justice. Like, you just need to go Google that set of dice.
All right, I'll find it.
Because they were gorgeous.
All right.
Very, like, super shiny, reflective. Like, that whole... I feel like they did about the best you could at capturing that, like, I'm here but I'm not here kind of shimmer that you would get mm-hmm. from a Displacer Beast.
Yeah, yeah.
They were awesome.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there are tons of, like, designer type dice like that out there.
I almost said, like, the new big thing, but it's not really new. There's a lot of resin makers out there
mm-hmm.
doing some real neat stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot.
Yep.
Yeah. Again, like something you can ask your friends about.
Dice with flowers and little tiny goldfish and whatnot mm-hmm. in them.
Yeah,
and
I was just thinking about the Greenleaf dice.
Uh-huh.
Keyleth dice. That she has. Yeah. Yeah. Those are awesome.
And yes, there are some dice that you are going to absolutely pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Like your, you know, caged aluminum level up dice set.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have to have caged aluminum or
no? No, you don't. No.
Custom made resin dice.
No. You can hit the Chessex booth at a con and buy a pound of dice for like $5.
Yep. And that D20 is going to roll just as well.
Mm-hmm.
As probably
as the one that
either.
I spent like $25 on for a single D20.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could get 5 pounds of dice somewhere. For the amount I paid for one D20. I need to stop thinking about this. I've spent way too much money on dice, and I know for a fact that I have not spent nearly as much as many other people out there.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm already cringing.
And I'm... As long as you can pay your bills.
Yeah. And it also depends on what you like. Like, I'm a bit OCD. So, I like my set of dice to be a uniform set of dice.
It's true.
I want them all to be the same color pattern. I want them all to look about the same. I want them all to be the same size.
Yep.
That's very hard to do when you go and get a pound of dice from Chessex.
Absolutely.
But out of that pound of dice from Chessex, you can probably make 40 sets of dice.
Sure. Yeah.
And you can mix and match and pick this and that and have whatever, you know, just myriad of colors and designs that you want out of that big old bag of dice that you're going to get there.
They're your dice.
Exactly.
Whatever makes you happy, go for it.
And then like all the way down the little mini dice.
The little teeny tiny dice.
The little teeny tiny mini dice.
I think like the Norse Foundry has those like itty bitty teeny tiny eensy weensy metal dice.
Yep. There's a couple places that have those now.
I can't see that, but
no.
I need that.
You want to talk about ones you can't see? My set of blacklight dice.
Oh.
I just said lice. No, I didn't.
No,
I don't know.
You said
okay.
it correctly.
We're cutting
it's
that
fine.
Crap.
No, we're not. We're leaving it in.
No.
That's going to be our intro
Black
thing.
Blacklight dice. Those are super cool. And when you roll them, it just looks like a solid white dice.
Yeah. Like, those are from Level Up too, right?
They are.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
I know, me too.
But you roll it. You have no idea what you just rolled. There is no indention. There is no visible number. You got to get your little black light pen and hit that bad boy with it to see what it is.
Yeah. They're pretty sweet. I have a set of those too. I already said that, right?
I don't know. Maybe. Don't know. They come with a fancy case.
They do. Dice are cool.
So many dice.
I don't. But tabletop loot.
They also have so many dice.
They have so many dice. And
you can get them at a good price with that fancy discount code.
Mage15. But really, sure, we have the promo slot there. But also, like, they have great dice and they're cool people. Like, again, this is, I mean, it's a husband and wife team. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
So, something else I just thought of. I guess to kind of cap off the convo here with a different type yet again of tabletop accessory.
Mm-hmm.
The awesome, like, nerd and podcast and whatever show merchandise that there is out there.
Oh.
There's a lot of cool people that make a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, I love my Sneak Attack shirt and my Murder Dice shirt. And of course, my Mage Productions hats and shirts and Cords of Fate.
Oh, do they have shirts?
Oh, my goodness, do they? And are they awesome?
Of course they are.
Yes, they are. But, you know, a lot of the creators that are out here doing this stuff have that. And that one helps them. But it's a really cool way for you to just represent something that you love.
Oh, it is.
So I feel like that really falls into it because some people just go and get stuff like that. Like, I've got one set of dice. I don't have a dice tower, But I've got shirts from this show and this and that and yada, yada, yada. And it's a way that you accessorize.
It is. It's pretty cool. And like you said, like, it helps support those people. Mm-hmm. I mean, for every sale that we make on our shirts or hats or hoodies or whatever it is, like, we get a kickback from that.
Yeah.
And so do they. And it's a cool way to kind of do that. And then seeing people wearing that,
mm-hmm.
that blows my mind.
Yep.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
It's real cool.
It is.
It's real cool.
So if you do want awesome Mage Productions or Cords of Fate shirts and whatnot, or if you just want some really cool nerdwear, go to sonerdwear.com.
And use code MAGE at mm-hmm. checkout.
Yeah. For 10%.
For 10%. And that works on anybody's stuff.
Yeah. It doesn't just have to be ours. Like, any of it. You go find any awesome nerd accessory over there. As long as it's not on sale. You know, we can't compete with that.
No, we can't compete with sales. they have cool cups too, just saying.
They do. More ways to accessorize. As you drink from a Mage Production branded cup. Here, let me go ahead and drink from one that actually came from that site, though, as I turn the logo squarely to the camera, like I'm in a commercial advertising it.
They can't see you, Joe. You know the thing
taste
that I just
did? Like awesomeness.
We should stop there.
We should.
We're getting weird.
Getting, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by cool stuff we use at our tables.
Mm-hmm. And this was a suggested topic from somebody.
It was, yeah. So if you would like to hear us rant about something, maybe, possibly, we will get to that subject.
Like the day you tell us about it, more than likely.
Yeah, absolutely. But let us know. Tell us what you want to hear.
Please do.
We'll do it. If you would like to interact with us, you can find us on Twitter at @mage_podcast or check out our website, mageproductions.com.
Or if you just want to tell other people how much you love the show and that they should listen, you can leave us a 5-star review, go and review us wherever you get your podcast from. We really love to see those and read what you think.
And we would like to give a huge shout out to our partners and sponsors. SoNerdWear.com, a place to find fun clothing and accessories tailored for tabletop geeks and nerds everywhere. They're also on Twitter at SoNerdWear. So you can go to SoNerdWear.com and search for Mage Productions to find all of our cool swag. And then once you find everything, you can use code MAGE to get 10% off your entire order.